Welcome to the Very Pink Knits podcast, the companion podcast to the Very Pink Knits YouTube channel. I'm Stacy, and I'm here with Casey.
Hi there.
Casey is the media manager here at Very Pink, and she's also producing this show. If you'd like to get your knitting question on the show, just email it to podcast@verypink.com, and please tell us where you're from. Or if you're a patron, you can just message us on Patreon. Speaking of that, if you're enjoying the ad-free show, please consider supporting it. I'll put a link in the show notes. You can go to patreon.com/verypinkknits for more information. And our yarn patron. We forgot to say it the last 2 weeks.
I know.
I forgot to say it the last 2 weeks. Our yarn patron is Turtle Pearl. They make self-striping, identical twin sock yarns. Casey and I both love it. And we have a coupon code. If you check the show notes, coupon code for January. So give that a look. And I'm working on my Octopus's Garden socks, and you are about to start some fingerless mitts.
I am, and I just was looking at it today. I'm really in love with the sweater I'm knitting, so I haven't started yet, but I pulled it out, and it is called, I'm just trying to think of what the name of the colorway is, and I can't remember. Oh, it's called like Comic Book or something like that.
Comic Book?
Yeah, it's like hot pink, bright teal, and black. It's very
nice.
80s, 90s pop colors.
Okay, I don't think I saw that one. Those aren't colors that I would normally run towards, but it does sound nice. I'm working on a sweater too, but I always have socks going.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love my Turtle Pearl. So check the show notes for your coupon code for that. How are you doing, Casey?
I'm okay if the power goes out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, actually, we weren't sure. We're recording on Monday morning. We weren't sure that we could record today. Yesterday, we were texting, and Casey's like, in case you don't hear from me tomorrow, it means the New England doesn't have power.
Yeah.
So we weren't sure if this was going to happen today.
Yeah, so far, it's just this nasty, slushy, snowy stuff, but supposedly, we're supposed to get some pretty high winds.
And that's this afternoon.
Yeah. So
Though we're not working very efficiently so far today, but we should be done with this episode before this afternoon, I'm thinking.
I hope so. We got other stuff to do.
I do too. But we haven't talked in a while, so we were chatty. Yeah. We were chatty for the first, well, we get on the Zoom call and then talk for an hour. And it's like, we should probably hit record.
Yeah.
We got it done. And yeah, well, did you have a good weekend?
It was like crazy cold, so I barely left the house. It was like below zero. So
yeah,
we just stayed home and sat by the fire and did stuff around the house. Actually, I cleaned the house. My son, who's still dragging his feet on getting his driver's license, only has a few hours left, and they have to be like nighttime driving hours. So we drove out at night.
What do you mean he has a few hours left? Like,
you have to get 70 hours of driving.
Practice.
Yeah. Okay. On your, learner's permit. And so finally he's motivated because he's got some friends, and I think he's got a girlfriend or a little crush on a girl. And so he's suddenly found the motivation to drive, and we're going to get that driver's license.
I think like since the beginning of cars, a lot of people want to get their car for the independence to spend more time with the person they have a crush on. I think that's how getting your license works.
Yeah, pretty much. So like he's like, I wish I'd done this sooner. I was like, yeah, I know. I do too. It's been over a year.
Isn't it? So. You said the roads are pretty slick. Is that part of his driving lesson, is learning how to drive on slick roads?
Technically, sure. But it was because it was so cold this weekend. There was no precipitation, so it was fine. Okay. But today it's slick and kind of nasty, so I wouldn't really want him driving.
No.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well,
so that's all we did. That's my weekend, was just hanging around cleaning the house and then him driving. So
that's good. Yeah, yeah. It's sunny and cold here, and it's not cold. It's like in the 30s this morning. And so it's not, you know, super windy, and so it's not really pleasant to be outside. So I was kind of doing the same thing with the fireplace going and doing my knitting and and watching Encanto for the fourth time.
I will watch that this weekend, I promise.
I'm trying to get everybody to watch it because it's so good. I watched it in English and in Spanish, and then I watched it last night again in English.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you have Disney Plus, and I think Disney Plus is running a promo where, this is not an ad for Disney Plus, but they're running a promo where it's like $2 for Disney Plus, at least in the US, because like they had Hamilton and everybody signed up to watch Hamilton. Yeah. And then they had a, like, people canceled their subscription. They're trying to get people back on. So it's pretty cheap to have Disney Plus right now. And if you are learning Spanish like me, you can just go into the settings and turn the audio to Spanish and watch. And
that's cool.
Well, I'm not good enough at Spanish, just like watch it in Spanish, but I had the subtitles going. And so it was good listening practice, I think.
Yeah.
I have to do something. I've been home alone in this house for almost 2 years. I have to find creative ways to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
So
whatever it takes. You know,
whatever it takes. And I'm still working on my Klein sweater, so which is pretty much stockinette, which is great for watching movies and stuff. And then my Turtle Pearl socks. Working on that. And then I'm working on a couple of new designs. But that actually, I can't design and watch a movie. I have to design and actually take a lot of notes and pay a lot of attention to what I'm doing. So
I've been watching. So way a few months ago, I asked for comedy shows to watch and people.
Yeah, that was a dangerous thing.
I've been watching W1A, which is it's about like this BBC. It's so funny. If you've ever worked in like an ad agency or any kind of media company or just any company, probably.
I watched that show.
Funny. Yeah.
It takes place like it's set in the BBC studios.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. And it's a few years old. I watched it when it was new. That is a really funny show.
Yeah, it's just so funny. I just love, there's like this intern that always says, yeah, cool, no worries. And it's just so funny. So if anybody's looking for a show, that's what I recommend.
I kind of want to watch it again now because I remember it being really funny. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's just easy watching. So if you miss something, it's not like you're missing major or anything. So
it's not like a... it's not like a drama where the storyline's really important across a bunch of episodes. Yeah, each episode's kind of its own thing. I remember, what is the name of it again?
W1A.
W.
I think that's the address or something like that.
Okay, cool. Well, I do have knitting questions ready for us plow through. Yeah, that's what we do here. we've been so chatty for the last hour, like I said. I'm not sure. Can we switch gears?
Do we know how to knit anymore?
I do know how to knit anymore. And we already have answered knitting questions in 2022, but I think we're still... Well, like I said, I forgot to mention Turtle Pearl the first two episodes. So we are kind of getting back in the swing. We're rusty. We're rusty, but we still like talking to each other. That's what counts.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're ready.
All right. Hi, Casey and Stacey. Thank you so much for your wonderful podcast. It really has been a bright spot during this pandemic year. Where I live, we are in our third lockdown in 13 months. So believe me, any shred of joy I can find these days is most welcome.
Yeah.
Totally get that.
Totally get everybody's talking about that. Yes.
my question is about gauge. I know why swatches are important. Example, the Yeti-sized sweater of 1989. But how close exactly do you have to be to get to the suggested gauge? Sometimes my swatch is a few stitches too big, maybe just a millimeter or two off. But if I go down a needle size, the swatch is a smidgen too small. I know I could adjust my tension, but I'm pretty sure I will forget or won't be consistent. I get that this isn't a big deal for a hat or mittens, but is it still going to be a problem for a sweater? And if I have to err on one side or the other, it's better to be big, or be a big. I think she meant to say, is it better to be a little big
or
a bit too small or a bit big? anyway, many thanks for all you do, Ruth in London, Ontario, Canada.
Hi, Ruth. This is a good question. And you said that you're trying to find out if your gauge is a little bit off, is it best to go a little too big, a little too small? And this is a really good question. There was something I was just going to say, though. Oh, actually, hats and gloves, those actually do matter for gauge because they're a fitted garment. Scarves and shawls, those don't really matter if your gauge is a little bit off. But here is the way that I look at it. If your gauge is a little tight, first of all, let me back up. Gauge is stitches per inch. And if you're a newer knitter, or everybody has to do this, but if a newer knitter doesn't understand, you want your gauge, your stitches per inch, to match up with what is listed in the pattern as the gauge so that your item ends up being the right size. If your gauge is off, then your item's going to be a different size. Okay, so for me, I always try to, if it's not right on, I always try to be a little bit tighter because you can block it out a little bit looser, right? You can always get a little more stretch. You can't like put toothpaste back in a tube and make something smaller. The exception to that would be if you're working with a superwash wool where a little time in the dryer might actually shrink it down. This is why swatching is important, and washing and blocking or caring for the swatch that you knit the same way you will the knitted item. That's important. But I always think going a little bit small is good. And you know, a millimeter might not make a massive difference in the whole knitted piece, but a stitch, like if the gauge is 5 stitches per inch and you're getting 4, that will make a big difference across the whole, especially if it's a sweater or something. But yeah, a little bit tight is maybe the way to go.
Yeah. All right. This is a Patreon question. Hello from Massachusetts. I've been listening to your podcast for the past few months, watching your videos, and must say I've learned a lot. I wonder how you get past the place between projects. This is the place where I get stuck. I have beautiful yarn in my stash and pretty much any needle. I need an idea of what to knit next. I get overwhelmed with all the potentials on Ravelry, so I'm looking for suggestions. I have recently knit 2 beanies for Christmas and 3 pairs of socks, so I do like smaller projects. Any hints, Judy from Massachusetts?
Hi, Judy. Casey, do you think she's looking for specific pattern ideas here?
Maybe just like how to narrow it down?
That's kind of what I was thinking. I think she might also be looking for names of patterns for what to knit. She gets stuck, like she finishes something and then she doesn't know what she's going to do next. I know that I always, well, I have my queue going on Ravelry. So if I'm not sure what to knit next, I just look in my queue at other projects that I've bookmarked that I want to knit later.
Right.
And depending on how I'm feeling, you know, little tiny project that's a quick something between projects, or to really dive in on a bigger project, which I probably have to plan ahead for it to have the yarn. Do you use your Ravelry queue a lot for like the next thing?
I put stuff on my queue and then I never follow my queue. I like to just kind of like use my queue as a wandering place. But I like to look at, like, maybe I find the specific yarn I want to work with next. And I'll put those details of that kind of yarn, and then I'll search either from my queue based on that yarn, or I'll search what other people have made with that yarn.
Yep, I do
also
that too.
Sometimes select like in my library, because I have a lot of stuff that I've like gotten books or magazines that I wanted to knit a while ago and forgot about.
Right.
So that's what I do.
That's a good idea. I also like. Judy says she's getting overwhelmed by the number of choices that she has on Ravelry. But something that I do is like, I'm thinking, you know, I love knitting Fair Isle hats and I know that I have a bunch of DK weight yarn. So I use the filters in Ravelry to say hat, color work, DK weight yarn. And then, you know, I'm not scrolling through thousands of patterns. I'm scrolling through hundreds of patterns still, but not thousands of patterns. And I can see a design that I like and then just kind of on an impulse, because I have little bits of yarn left over from other projects, I can go ahead and get that pattern and start knitting that hat right away. And that's a good way too, is if you have an idea of the kind of thing that you want to knit. And Fair Isle hats is a pretty great category for patterns. There are so many people that have designed them in all weights of yarns and stuff, and it's good with leftover yarns.
Yeah.
But little quick projects, like she said, she knit some beanies for Christmas. I think hats are a great in between project because everybody needs warm ears in the winter.
Well, and it's nice to have like to finish something.
Yep, you know, that's like, so satisfying.
Sometimes if I've been working on something for a really long time, I'll mix in like a little small thing so I can just have that satisfaction of finishing
something. A lot of people use dishcloths for that too.
Yeah. I need to do that. I have my dishcloths are falling apart. I need to knit some of those.
Well loved.
Yes.
Yeah, well, dishcloths aren't something that you really can like darn or repair. It's kind of when they're done, they're done.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we answered that.
Okay.
All right. Hello, Stacey and Casey. I enjoy your podcast very much. Thank you both. Thanks to both of you for bringing such joy in my life. I wait for your episode every week and had a good laugh with your pajama episode.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. I hope, Casey, you are enjoying your new home. Love your photos on Instagram. I'm knitting for around 10 years and would like to try some projects with steeking, but not a sweater with a steek. Do you have any recommendations for a small steeking project? Take care, Mega from, or I don't know if that's Megan and the N was left off.
It's hard to think that someone would have a typo in their own name.
I know. Anyway.
Mega? That's a nice Mega, name.
From Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
Okay. Hi, Mega. This question is stumping me. Are there projects, steeking projects, that aren't sweaters? Because steeking is kind of a sweater thing, right?
I know. I'm trying to think. Like, if you're going to knit in the round and then cut it to make it flat, what would it be? Maybe a pillow or something?
A pillow? Let me explain a little bit if somebody's a newer knitter. In a lot of traditional sweater designs, they're knit in the round, so they're knit in a tube. But if you want a cardigan out of that sweater, you don't knit it like a cardigan back and forth, like a flat piece. You actually still knit in the round, but then cut up the front of the knitting to make it into a cardigan. And that's called steeking. And there are a lot of, we've talked a lot about steeking on the show before, but there are a lot of things you want to consider, like the yarn that you're using, making sure it's a nice sticky wool and everything else. But I can't think of what else would you use steeking for. Like if Mega, if you just want to try steeking, you can always knit up a swatch, mm-hmm. but to test out, you know, how it's going to work. You can also just knit a flat swatch and cut it. It doesn't have to be in the round, just to get some steeking practice. But I can't think of what a project would be. It'd probably be a Fair Isle something, color work.
Mm-hmm.
And why would you cut something? I don't think I have an answer.
Well, the other thing I'm thinking of, maybe like a shawl or something, but then that's going to be as big as a sweater, so
it's going to be as big as a sweater, and you're going to have a not great wrong side on that shawl,
right?
With floats all over the place,
right? If like it's you would want to put something on the other side of it, maybe. I don't know,
Mega. We don't have an answer to your question.
You stumped us.
If somebody else has an idea, I recommend just knitting a swatch with your yarn. You can knit a flat swatch and try cutting it, and then because there are little things you have to get right in steeking to get it right. So
right.
A swatch is probably the way to go. This next one's long. You ready to read, Casey?
All right. I'll take a big breath. Hi, Stacey and Casey. I just want to start out by saying I've been listening to your podcast for about 2 years now, and I'm so glad you're back at it. There's literally only one other knitting podcast that I listen to because I find the others are just rambling and annoying, and I just can't keep wasting my energy on things that don't make me happy. You two make me happy, and I truly appreciate and enjoy the information you provide in each podcast. That's the best review we've had so far.
That's a great review, but we were awfully rambly for we've been the rambly. First few minutes. We've been rambly, yeah.
So I have this returning issue with the infamous make one that I see in lots of knitting patterns. What do you do or how do you interpret it when a pattern list increases four different ways? A make one purl wise, make one left, and make one right. Oftentimes I see it that a make one is interpreted as a make one left or right, but what is the difference between them when it says just to make one? Is it done differently and how? I usually just knit into the front and then into the back of the stitch, but is this correct? I'm assuming they don't want it to lean since within the same pattern, they have separate instructions saying specifically make one left or make one right. I know you'll have a simple answer for this, but it's just all too confusing as everyone seems to interpret it differently. This is Debbie from Queensbury, New York. I can see both Canada and Vermont from my backyard. And then she says, and also where our meteorologists are the only people employed that get to mess up our weather forecast on a regular basis and still keep their jobs.
Oh, I'm sure it's hard to predict the weather, but I know how that goes. Okay, so this question comes up because a lot of patterns will say, just make one, and they don't specify make one left or make one right. And I would say that a lot of newer patterns, like we are kind of moving into a time where we have been in a time where pattern designers tend to be much more specific about things and not leave things up for guessing. Like you look at really old patterns, like even for something as complicated as socks, and it'll just, you know, have five lines telling you how to make these socks, and you have to figure out the rest of what should be a five-page pattern is, you know, you have to figure all that out. Mm-hmm. But now designers are pretty specific. But if a designer just says make one, it's really knitter's choice. And I would say that if you are working on something that has, you know, a make one on that are actually mirrored, you know, you have make ones around a center stitch, or you have make ones on one side, you know, the left side of a sweater and the right side of a sweater, then you kind of want those, if you're doing things, you know, really nicely, you want those to be mirrored. So you want one to be a make one left and one to be a make one right, so they mirror. And however you place them, you know, left first, then right, or right first and then left, that's really your choice. If you want them to lean kind of into the center stitch or away from the center stitch, it's up to you. And you can actually kind of, you know, work them up and see how you like the look of it better, and then run with that. But if a pattern just says make one, for the most part, it's knitter's choice. I personally like working make one lefts way more than I like working make one rights, and so I'll always choose left if I have a choice. But it's if the pattern hasn't specified, it's not going to make a massive difference. And actually, when it comes down to it, if any time a pattern has a one-stitch increase, you can substitute any other one-stitch increase in that space if you're not happy with the way – with working that increase. If you don't like working it or you think something would look better, yeah, you don't have to – this is your knitting. You can put any increase that you want in to replace whatever increase is listed in the pattern. So that's my answer.
I just have to say, though, I'm working on a sweater. My sweater right now that I'm working on has – shaping so that you do a make one right on one part of it and then a make one left, and it's making the design work. I don't think it would work if I did a different leaning.
They're increase. Not like you're not talking about increases under the arms.
No, you do a make one on different places, and then it's going up all the length of the sweater, and then you decrease on the opposite side of that increase. So it's making like a little V-shape.
It is actually part of the design. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, then that I'm sure that the designer in your pattern was very specific about which ones to work then. That's interesting. I mean. What really is the cool. sweater?
It's the one I had talked about before. It's called
Mannequin.
Mannequin. Yeah. I posted a picture of it.
Yeah.
I'll share a picture with it, and you can see how the increases are making the design. So the bottom of the sweater is not even flat. It has like a little curve to it.
Okay.
It's really cute so far. That's why I'm like really enjoying making it, because it's stockinette basic stitching, but then I have these little increases in between. So it's keeping me engaged.
Just don't give Casey straight garter stitch or straight stockinette. You've got to keep her engaged, or she'll just wander off and forget that she's knitting it.
Exactly. I'll wander off. Okay. I'll just leave it and then go do something else.
And start something else. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You have to be engaged to finish something. Casey, we have an episode here, episode 208. We're done recording. Cool. I think we got some good questions in after rambling a little bit. Yeah.
And so far my power stayed on.
Yes, and you still have power. Let's cross our fingers that we can you hang on to that for the rest of the day. But I was asking you, like, If your power goes out, is there danger of you guys like getting really cold?
We have a wood stove in our house, so the nice thing is, and then when we were staying at my mother-in-law's, she has a well, like her water's on a well, which runs on electricity. So if the power went out, we couldn't use the toilets. We couldn't run the water, which was awful. So at least we can, in our house now, we have water and we have a gas stove. So it's fine. Okay. We'll stay warm. We all bundle up in front of the fire. But the power went out for about an hour and a half last week, and it was below zero, or it was zero-ish.
Yeah.
And it started getting cold pretty fast, like in the rooms where the fireplaces can't reach. So
yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. So,
but you all just like little house on the prairie it and stay in one room. I know.
Well, it was only an hour and a half or so. But yeah, we heard all of our neighbors have generators going. We're like, oh, maybe that's why.
Oh.
I think the people who lived in our house before didn't live here in the winter very much. So.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you guys will stay warm. I mean, that was a problem with the ice storm in Texas. Yeah. Is that we all have little lame fireplaces that are there for looks and don't actually throw off any heat. And so, yeah, it got really cold here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is it for this episode. I'll put all of our social media links in the show notes. And yeah. Well, did you want to say your Instagram? Because that's what we normally do.
Sure. It's kc.knits.
Okay.
And I haven't been sharing much else to other socials, so just find me there.
Find you there. I'll put everything else in the show notes. And that's it for this week. I don't remember how to sign off the show, except to
say, stay warm.
And yes, until next week, stay warm, my friends.